See, when I told you, there is difference on the part of jivas. Jivas are different, they say. Upas are different because as I said, one is a righteous person, one is a non-righteous person, one is an ethical person, one is unethical, one is, you know, intelligent, one is dull, etc. These differences are there. Therefore, jivas are different. Because jivas are different, jivas are many. Where are the jivas? Is it? Every jiva is one and the same atma. So that's why they say these many atmas. In you one atma, in me one atma, in her in one atma. So many atmas. No, that's why jivas seem to be many. Each and every jiva is one and the only atma. There's no difference in the part of the jiva, actually speaking. The seeming difference attributed to the atma, the jiva, is only what now? Actually, the attributes of the upadis only. If an argument comes, actually, that argument and then the answer, we will see later on when I finish these things. I'll finish all the 9 verses and go ahead, get back to this topic again. I told him, hereafter I will just sort of dictate, like, so you can write down the notes also. So that the third aspect we have seen, we have 2 more aspects to see. Let's see here now. So here what happens? That is the 6th verse.
रूपकार्यसमाख्याश्च
भिद्यन्ते तत्र तत्र वै
आकाशस्य न भेदोऽस्ति तद्वज्जीवेषु निर्णयः रूपकार्यसमाख्याश्च भिद्यन्ते तत्र तत्र वै आकाशस्य न भेदोऽस्ति तद्वज्जीवेषु निर्णयः
See, again, just as we saw these doshas, now it is a viseshas. Viseshaha again, see, doshaha means the qualities, again qualification which are defects. Now we say the qualification which are not defects, which are complementary defects, the complementary attributes, defective attributes, you know. So here we say, viseshaha, we say generally. Now, rupa karya samakhyascha. Rupam means form, shape, etc. Karyam is a function, the purpose. Samakhyana means name. Samakhya means name. So, vidyante tatra tatravai. Now, there is a difference in terms of name on the part of the parts, the space, the enclosed space. Difference in name, difference in function, the purpose. There is also difference in the shape or form. For example, we can say, Now, if they suppose the space is enclosed by a pot, we call it a pot space, isn't it? If it's enclosed by a room, we call it what? We don't say pot space, room space. And house space. It depends upon the what is the enclosure. In keeping with the difference in enclosure, the space enclosed also what now gets different names. Now, garden space, kitchen space, room space, bathroom space, puja room space, you know, or house space, water, you say pot space or tank space. Like these different names attributed to the space, not only pot space. This is called a nama. The nama is called samakhya. Samakhyaha means tatra tatra vidyante. Samakhyaha vidyante means the names of these, the names of these, the enclosed spaces. Enclosures are many. Therefore, there is a seeming enclosed spaces. And the seeming enclosed spaces seem to have what? Different names. They differ because of the difference in names. We don't call all the enclosed spaces with by one name. Why do we say kitchen space and bathroom space and pot space and then tank space, etc.? Because it's a difference. So, akhyaha vidyante means, akhyaha vidyante tatra tatra means, they differ, names differ. Then, well, because rupani vidyante, even the forms or shapes vidyante, isn't it? We can say that the tank space is different from the pot space because the shape is different, the form is different. The enclosure, the form or shape is different, means the enclosed space also seem to have, what now, the same shape or form, isn't it? We call rupa vedaha, the rupa vedaha, there is a nama vedaha, there is a nama veda or akhya vedaha, then karya vedaha. These three types of differences are there on the part of this enclosed the space which obtains in different enclosures. But they seem to have, but really speaking, akashasya na bedaha asti. But really speaking, there is no difference on the part of this space. For difference to be there, it must be what? More than one, isn't it? When you say space is one, one and the only space, secondless space, and where is the difference on the part of the space? No, but what to talk of the space is of the space of the nature of formlessness. The formless space does not have forms, any form, isn't it? Formless. Formlessness is the form of the space. So we can't talk about the difference in forms. Form itself is not there. Therefore, one form is, there's no form. Therefore, not many forms. And how can you talk about the difference in forms with reference to the formless space? So, rupa bedaha nasti. Akashe rupa bedaha nasti. And also, akhya bedaha, name difference also. Now, when you say only one, where is the difference? So space means there is no name. There is no name difference in names. Difference in names, difference in forms, difference in shapes, difference in purpose, functions also what now? Only the differences are all seen on the part of the enclosures, containers, not the part of the content, isn't it? The enclosed space. Also, what about the function, purpose also? The tank space, the karya means karma, karma veda. This purpose is different, the function, it is a difference in function, isn't it? The purpose is different. Pot serves a different purpose, tank serves a different purpose, house has a different purpose. So, house space. So, we talk about this difference in, what now, purposes, difference in So can we say this differences in terms of purpose or actions or functions, difference in terms of forms, difference in terms of names also, all these differences are there, but there's no different. Differences are all these differences, name difference, form difference, shape difference, function difference, purpose difference, all these differences are only on the part of the enclosing, enclosures, but there's no difference on the part of the enclosed space. Really speaking, closes the space is not an enclosed space. This enclosed space itself is what? Now only seeming name. Isn't it? There's no such thing called enclosed space. Because space cannot be enclosed by anything, really speaking. The seeming enclosed space, it seems to be. Therefore, akashasya na bhedaha asti. How clear you are, there's no difference on the part of this space. Is it? Don't have any, all these differences are not there. Form difference, name difference, purpose difference is not there on the part of the space. The tatvate, tadvate, jiveshu. Similarly, there is, with reference to jivas also, we talk about what? Form difference, name difference, shape difference, is it function difference? We talk about these differences are there, but difference is all relatively there. There's absolutely there's no difference. Engineer, doctor, fat and thin, fair and dark, all this. There's a rupa bhedaha, nama bhedaha, and also the karma bhedaha. Karma is karma. All these differences are not there. It seemed to be there on the part of the jivas. Really speaking, there's no difference, no such difference is there on the part of the atma, the all-pervasive, only reality, the consciousness, the Turiya Chaitanyam. This is the sixth mantra. Now, When we say there's a difference in part spaces, why do you say there's difference in part spaces? Difference on the part of the enclosed area, part we say, space. On what basis do we say there is difference? We say because there's difference, there's a rupa bhedaha, the nama bhedaha. One is called pot space, other one is called tank space or house space. The difference is because of what? Because the space is enclosed by space is what? Not that we could say one more thing. This bigger space and a smaller space. It's big. This house has big space and the other room has bigger space. Now that is a small space, smaller space. Really speaking, is such a thing called small space and big space, bigger and smaller space. There's no such difference. And why do we say that? Because the space obtaining within this room, the space within this, in this room, enclosed by this room, is smaller. The space inside that room is bigger. And outside this house, there is a bigger space, much bigger space. First of all, we have to understand there is no inside. Whenever we say space inside the house, it's a wrong expression. Space outside the house, we say it is a wrong expression. Space above this house also is a wrong expression. Space below this house, under this house also is what? No. Wrong expression. There is no inside, outside, is it? For this space. There is no inside, outside, isn't it? Where is the inside and outside? But we say this. Therefore, this small and big, etc., all these adjectives, qualifications, adjectives, are all what now? adjectives, that's why nirvisesham. Nirvisesha akashaha. Nirvisesham is now non-describable, really speaking. It has no adjectives. Okay, no word can describe the space. Small, big, etc. Therefore, especially we can say individuality, isn't it? Also, similarly on the part of the individual, he is that we say one righteous person, non-righteous person, ethical person, etc. A tall person, short person, fat person, all these things we say. When we say the jivas are all jivas, no jiva is tall, no jiva is short. Jivas do not have all these differences, because basically speaking, the seeming differences only on the part of the enclosing body mind complex. The jivas happen to be one and the only same indivisible atma, which is free from all differences. Isn't it? So he says, there is no such one same atma. There is no difference on the part of the atma. Tadvata jiveshu nirnayaha. Nirnayaha means this is the definite understanding of the wise people, that there is no bedaha. Akashasya na bedaha asti. Similarly, there's no difference on the part of the atma, no, which obtains as the jiva. Even though there is a seeming difference among the jivas, really speaking, there is no difference on the part of the atma. Next.
Nākāśasya ghatākāśo.
Nākāśasya ghatākāśo.
Vikāravayavo yata.
Vikāravayavo yata.
Naivātmanas sadā jīvo.
Naivātmanas sadā jīvo.
Vikāravayavo tathā.
Vikāravayavo tathā.
Nākāśasya ghatākāśo.
Nākāśasya ghatākāśo.
Vikāravayavo yathā.
Vikāravayavo yathā.
Naivātmanas sadā jīvo.
Naivātmanas sadā jīvo.
Vikāravayavo tathā.
Vikāravayavo tathā.
Therefore now he says, Akāśasya na Akāśasya ghata akāśaha vikāraha or avayavaha yatha. Just as, yatha means just as, this ghata akāśaha part space is not the vikāraha modification of the total space. Not only that, na avayavaha, and the part of the total space also. Very important thing, isn't it? Neither the product nor the part. Part space is not the product of the total space. And part space is not the part of the total space. Because we all like the word this part. I am part of the whole, Bhagavan. Isn't it? Hey, you are Bhagavan, you are not part of the Bhagavan. You are the product of Bhagavan also. Part space is, we have to remember these things, part space is not the product, not produced by the total space. It is not part of the total space. It is not the property of the total space. Understand? In fact, these part space is nothing but space. And you can say this also, space, total space is part space is total space. You can say that. Why? they are one and the same. They are not two. They are one and the same. There is no difference or whatsoever. You cannot talk about difference at all. Why? Because all the very part exists in the space, isn't it? When the part itself exists, in any all the enclosures exist in space. Therefore, outside, inside is only of the part, not of the space. And similarly, you can't say it is a part of the space because space is partless. You can talk about something as a part only if something is an assembled thing, isn't it? How many says? Many spare parts are put together intelligently. Then suppose the car is what? Car. Many spare parts together put together intelligently is a car. No, all spare parts put together as a heap in a garage unintelligently is not a car, isn't it? Put together intelligently alone is because at least you can get in and then you can drive and you can move around. So see, any plant is what? Many parts put together is a plant. Many parts put together is what? Body. This physical body. Many parts put together is what? Many aspects put together is sukshma shariram. Sthula shariram, sukshma shariram is what? Many parts, many aspects put together. So, many parts must be there, then you can say one is a part of something, isn't it? When you say it's a partless whole, and how can you say part, akasha, mahakashaha, the total space itself being partless whole, how can we say this part space is the part of the total space? It must be partful. Akasha must be partful. Then you can say part space is a part of the total space. It is partless, isn't it? Non-partable, partless. Therefore, you can't say this part space is a part of the total space. Is it clear? It is not the product of the total space also. So, Mahakashaha is a Mahakashaha is not the cause. It is not the modification. Part space is not the modification of the total space. Isn't it? Not the modification. Therefore, it is not the product. And it's not the property of this space, part, not the property also. Then what is it? Part space is total space. In fact, there is no such a thing called part space at all. There is just the space, which is temporarily known as part space. As now, in keeping with the presence of the pot. Therefore, what he says, vikaraha means modification, avayavaha means a part. No part. Na vikaraha, na avayavaha. Not the modification, not the part. What is not the modification? Part space, ghata akashaha, is not the modification of the total space, which means not the product of the total space, not the part of the total space. No, similarly, yatha, in the same way, yatha, just as, tatha, in the same way, naiva atmanaha sada jivaha vikaraha avayavau tatha, vikara avayavau tatha, vikara avayavau tatha. See, avayavaha, avayavaha means part. See, head is one avayavaha. Hands are avayavas. Legs are avayavas. Trunk is avayava. Listen, avayavaha means a part. All these different parts to get put together intelligently, head on the top. No, not head down. Okay? Legs up. No. So, all these parts put together is what? one assembled individual, isn't it? We are well assembled. An accident happens, they get disassembled, dissembled. Again we had to go to the doctor, and then orthopedic surgeon will put them back together. Pull that here, pull this here, then tie everything and then put bolt and nut and everything, whatever possible. Again he will, after some time, they'll sit again and again, be reassembled. Because they are parts, we have to be careful. Why? They will fall apart. If they are not assembled, then we don't worry about it, isn't it? Unassembled means what? Why do we worry? As we grow, you know, older and older, people say, be careful, be careful, be careful, be careful. Definitely we fall and we break. Because they're put together, that is why they're subject to fall apart. That is why we call them what? Part, many parts together, isn't it? So you can say each one is what? Avayavaha. Avayavaha means a limb, a part. But what is akashaha? Niravayavaha. What about atma? In the same way, just as space is partless whole, so also consciousness, turiya chaitanyam, the all-pervasive consciousness, atma also is what? Partless. Niravayavaha. It is not savayavaha. Niravayavaha. It is partless. Therefore, what now we say? When it is partless, how can the part, this jiva, be the part of the atma? Understand? Jiva cannot, for a jiva to be the part of the atma, the consciousness, consciousness must be partful. Like part space must, for part space to be the part of the space, space must be? It must have parts. It has no parts. Therefore what? No. It is not the part. And not only that, this just as part space is not the product of the total space, so also here, jivaha is not the product of the produced by the atma, the consciousness. Therefore he says, Atmanaha vikaraha naiva. Jivaha atmanaha na vikaraha. Means what? Jiva is not the product of atma. Na avayavaha. Jiva is not the, not only the product, not the part of the atma also. Because we all listen, you know, sometimes we like to say this. Not the product, but I'm part of the Lord whole. You are not the part, you are not the product, you are the whole. You are the whole. Avyavaha, avyavo tatha.
Yatha bhavati balanam.
Yatha bhavati balanam.
Gaganam malinam malaihi. Tatha bhavatya buddhanam.
Tatha bhavatya buddhanam.
Atma pimalino malaihi.
Atma pimalino malaihi.
Yatha bhavati balanam.
Yatha bhavati balanam.
Gaganam malinam malaihi.
Gaganam malinam malaihi.
Tatha bhavatya buddhanam.
Tatha bhavatya buddhanam.
Atma pimalino malaihi.
Atma pimalino
malaihi. Now he says, gaganam malaihi malinam bhavati. Gaganam means again space. Another word for akasha is what? Gaganam. Or sky also called gaganam. That's why we have this word where? You know, Vishnu Sahasranam every day?
Shantakaram Bhujagashayanam
पद्मनाभम् सुरेशम् विश्वाधारम् गगनसदृशम्.
When you say that, gagana sadrusham, when you say Bhagavan is all pervasive like space, when you say gagana sadrusham, so gaganam means what? Space. So here gaganam malaihi malinam bhavati. The space is looked upon as something which has become dirty by the dirt, isn't it? Malaihi, malaihi means with all impurities. It has become dirty. Malinam bhavati means becomes dirty. For whom? Only for the immature, unintelligent, indiscriminate people who do not know the fact. Only for them, the balanam. Balanam means, literally it means what now? Children. But it is not balaha. Those yet to grow also, they are also to be what now? Emotionally grow also. Physically, vriddhaha, but buddhya, balaha. Okay. Physically, they are all not balaha. But in the maturity, they are balaha. So he says, Shankara says, what no, balaha, he says, avivekinam, for the indiscriminate people, for people who are indiscriminate for them, gaganam malehi malinam bhavati. In their understanding, the space gets really dirty. Space is dirty. Space gets dirty. So the dirt on the part of the objects are objects existing in space. Suppose it's a dirt on the part of the wall which stands in space. And they think what? Space becomes dirty. So the objects exist in space are of innumerable countless attributes and qualities and gunas, viseshas, and the immature people think that the space also become dirty. Malinaihi, malaihi. The space becomes dirty because of the impurities. Now he says, tatha bhavati abuddhanam. The same way abuddhanam for unintelligent people or ignorant people, atma api malinaha malaihi. They all think what? No, for unintelligent people, what? For ignorant people. Abuddha means for the ignorant people who do not know the truth. For them, Atma also seems to be what? Not seems to be. Atma seems to become dirty, impure because of the association of the impurities. There is no association at all, isn't it? And then, therefore, Atma does not become impure. But we always say what now? I have to become pure. I am impure. I have to become pure. So here, what is the impurity we have? What impurity does the Atma have? The only impurity, if at all there is, if at all you have any impurity, the only impurity is the notion that I am impure. The notion that I am impure is the only impurity. So for you to become pure, what should you do? Draw. That notion has to be resolved. I am impure, if the notion is resolved, you are already pure. You cannot become pure also. You cannot become pure. You are already pure. But till now Atma seems to be impure because of what? Because of the association with the impurities. You know, I have hatred, I have anger, I get angry. It's all impurities, isn't it? So these impurities, really speaking, these impurities, Atma does not have all these impurities. Atma is free from the impurities. And Atma can never become pure also. Nothing can make Atma impure. Therefore, Atma being ever pure, it cannot become, what now? Pure. What is already pure cannot become pure. Isn't it? that which is impure can become pure. That which is non-pollutable, ever pure Atma, how can it become pure? No, but I think I'm impure. That thinking is the problem, isn't it? So here you are purity yourself. You are ever pure consciousness, untaintable, untouchable consciousness. But now if at all there's some impurity, the only impurity you have is what? The notion, every erroneous notion you entertain about the self is what? Impurity. And especially if you think I am impure, that notion is the impurity. So becoming free from this notion, resolving this notion itself is what? Reclaiming the purity which is already you. You reclaim the purity, you do not become pure. Just be dropping the notion. Isn't it? Therefore, he says, actually, earlier, in the earlier verse, Acharya said, because of the differences in the qualities, difference in the qualities, there seem to be many jivas. Really speaking, some people are happy, some people are unhappy, some jivas are happy, some jivas are unhappy. So all the jivas are not simultaneously unhappy. If one person is bad, all the others are not bad. If one person is good, all others are not good. One person is unhappy, other jivas are also happy. Isn't it? Which means, what he wanted to say was something different. Even this one jiva, all the jivas are not simultaneously unhappy. Isn't it? There is a difference, but does not mean even this one jiva who is unhappy, all is what? Not really unhappy. Unhappiness is what? Unhappiness is something which is a state of mind, which belongs to the mind. When you say, I am unhappy, the unhappiness, which is the problem of the mind, is superimposed upon this Atma. Therefore, we say, no, unhappy. Really speaking, no jiva. Even if there's no seeming, what is seemingly there also is what? There's no real sorrow for jivaha. There's no real dukkham, there's no real pleasure also for jiva. There's no pain, there's no not pairs of opposites. All these dvandvas are also not there for the jiva, because jiva is another than Atma. You can easily say pairs of opposites are not there for the Atma. And jiva happens to be Atma, jiva also is free from. There's no jiva. Jiva is Atma, therefore jiva is free from all these pairs of opposites, all these differences, all these attributes, all these defects, and all these what? The birth and death, etc., arrival, departure, etc. So, G is free from all these things. So, once you understand how Ghatakasha is free from Jananam, Maranam, Doshaha, Viseshaha, free from what? Free from sambandaha also. An important thing we have to say. What is now? Sambandaha. We have seen all those things, no? Jananam, utpattihi, nashaha, jananam, maranam, utpatti or nasha, then doshaha, then gunaha or viseshaha. We have seen all of them. One more thing about sambandaha. What is a sambandaha? Na karya karna sambandaha. What is karya karna sambandaha? That Atma is karanam and jiva is the karyam. Ishvara is the karanam, jiva is the karyam. Why? The product produced by the Ishvara. Therefore he says, this has no sambandaha. For sambandha to be there, some connection must be there. For connection to be there, there must be, either it must be effect or it must be a cause. So Atma is not the part, product or property of the jiva. Not Jiva is, even Jiva is also what now? Not the part, property or part of the Atma. There's no, it will either one must be Karanam or one must be a Karyam. Either one must, it must be a cause or the effect. Only then Sambandha is possible. Karya Karana Sambandha is possible. When you say only one, Jiva is Atma, Jiva is only another name given to the Atma. Isn't it? Jiva is nothing but a name, temporary name given to the Atma. But Atma happens to be what? Secondless, one secondless, all pervasive. It is what now? It has no sambandham at all. It is neither the cause nor the effect. Therefore, no sambandha. Then this Atma is what now? Karya Karana Vyatirikta Chaitanyam, Turiya Chaitanyam is what? Atma, which is non-dual. Okay. So, the basic points, what I want to say, what I said last time, I just elaborated today, but actually I had to go back to all these verses again, and I had to bring some more important technical aspect of these verses. To do it. So I had to do, I'll do it from the, again, the fourth verse onwards, maybe from the third verse itself, third verse onwards, I'll quickly sum up next week when I come back on the technical aspect of these eight, these verses. I'll include the ninth also. Okay, third to ninth, the first portion of the teaching here, that I will do next week. And that, at least this technical aspect of it I'll explain. I already said the literal meaning of the verses today. The technical aspect I have to say. I'll do that, and also I'll see that you all of you take the notes also, which mantra tells what, etc. From verse 1. Okay? Totally all those first 3 to 9, those verses, only Jiva is not the product of the Atma. Okay, now next verse will be interesting. 10th verse will be what now? Again, I have to do 9. I have to tell the technical aspect of it. Then I'll go back to what? Again, the 10th verse. Vyatirikta or Vilakshana. Karana Karitrika apparpattu verupattu. By the time you cover Mandukya, you will have some clarity. But the technical aspect, I have to bring it to you. I haven't it done because I thought that we finish this little meaning, then I can go for that. If I bring everything together, I would have done that, but I was still dull, so I didn't want it. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.